Hello, it's Lisa Fratelli and Gerald Jack for Blockchain Is Us. And we've been gone for quite some time. We just tell you where we were, so you know, we were busy. My mom moved in the month of October 4 times. And we facilitated those moves, the last one being at our house, which was 2 weeks ago. And so the contents of a 5-bedroom house, pretty much most of the contents, are now in our downsized house. Thank goodness we have a basement and a loft that were pretty much empty. Anyway, that's where we've been. So now we're back. And tonight we're talking about real estate. So what I did before we signed any contract to put my mom's house up for sale is I contacted Legal Shield. And first I contacted, because we live in New Jersey, I contacted our provider, which is in New Jersey, and they reviewed what I sent them, and then they referred me to the New York office. My mother happens to be a Legal Shield member in New York, and that attorney in the New York Legal Shield office reviewed the contract and other documents and gave me questions to ask the realtor and some his perspective on the contract and what I might want to try to change. So it is well worth, before you sign a contract, he looked at the duration, of course, the commission, some of the things that were crossed out and why they were and what I should do about it. And it's well worth $25 a month to have a Legal Shield service, because you just feel like you've got a voice and you don't have to blindly sign contracts like most of us have done throughout our lives, and then deal with the consequences of what you did. So that's what I would say is it is well worth the money you would spend. And if you are really a wise consumer, you would use the perks like we do for Legal Shield, that Legal Shield gives you. Which are very valuable and almost makes your fee pretty much obsolete. It's paid for with the money that you're saving by using the perks. And I'm going to hand the phone to Gerald Jack. Here he is.
You know, this past several weeks, we're busy doing other things, but also we had the television on and our routine is to turn on the financial station early in the morning and listen to what's going on and so on and so forth. And if you would listen last week about all the companies and all the things that are going on with blockchain, it's amazing. I've heard at least a dozen mentions of blockchain and what effect it had on different companies. Blockchain is getting bigger and bigger. It's getting widely known, and people are starting to use it more. It's the way of life. It's going to be the way of life. We're going to be direct. We're going to deal with other companies direct, not going through the middleman. The cloud is another instance of blockchain where you're not going through a separate portal. You're going to the cloud and back to your computer. It's just amazing. That I would just suggest that people be aware of what's going on with blockchain and see how it changes your life and how you can use it. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. And that, hey, we're back. And we miss you. So we miss doing it. So this is Lisa and Jerry saying goodnight. And hope you enjoyed our podcast. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with me at t40.jjack@gmail.com. And please subscribe. Talk to you soon. Good night.